יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen and amen. Today is, of course, February 5th, 2026. The real date, in my opinion, is Shavuot 18, 5786. Our scriptures this week have come from Exodus chapter 18, 1 through 20 and 23, Isaiah chapter 6, 1 through 7, 6 through 9, 5 through 6. Wow, a lot of passage there. And then Matthew chapter 19, 16 through 28. This is the week, by the way, was the birth of Asher. The birth of Asher in Genesis chapter 3, 12 and 13. That would happen on Saturday coming up. All right. That's where we are, and that's what's happening right now. We're looking to the scripture today because of the very fact that these passages, scriptures, are extremely important in the realm of things. Now, just a quick overview. All right, you ready? Yeah. Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, hears of the great miracles God has performed for the people of Israel. Now, he came from Midian, which was not really the best place. He comes to the camp of the Israel and brings Moses' wife and two sons. That was important. So when Moses was in Egypt, Jethro kept his daughter and his grandchildren. Moses sees what's going on. He says, listen, this is too much, so you better do something else. You better get some help. So he advises him to get some leaders, some judges, that'll help him in the matter of civil activity. Now, the children of Israel is camped outside the opposite of Mount Sinai, which means Mount Sinai range, it's not one mountain, it's a range of mountains, is right in front of him. So every time they look up, there was the mountain. That's going to be important later. God says, listen, you are kings and priests of a holy nation. And they responded, all that God has spoken, we shall do. The emphasis on we shall do. They disobeyed. They broke the law. They broke the commandments. They went back on their word. That is important to us today. Again, don't make a vow and not pay it. It costs in the New Testament Ananias and Sapphira their life. Think of that. They said they would do something. They didn't do it. They lied and God judged them right on the spot. So they go to the foot of Mount Sinai. The giving of the Torah comes and lightning and thunder and smoke. The blast of the shofar, and Moses goes up. And they didn't want anything to do with that. We know the story. On that mountain, God gives Moses the Ten Commandments. And he tells them, listen, do not worship idols. Don't use God's name in vain. A lot of people use God's name in vain. They use the name of the Lord flippantly. We're not talking about vulgarity. That should not be on the lips of anybody that calls themselves Christian. But they use the name of God flippantly, oh God, this or that. And I don't do that, so I'm going to be very cautious here. It convicts me immediately. You know, flippant use of God's name in vain breaks that. Keep the Sabbath. Honor your parents. Don't murder. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't commit adultery. And don't bear false witness and covet another's property. The people cry out to Moses that the revelation, notice, is too intense for them to bear. Too intense. Can't do it. So here's what they said they can't do. It's too tough for us not to worship idols. It's too tough for us not to use the name of the Lord. It's too tough for us to keep the Sabbath. It's too tough for us to honor our parents. It's too tough for us not to murder anybody. It's too tough not to commit adultery. It's too tough not to steal, lie, or covet. It's just too tough for us. Can't do it. It's too intense. It's overwhelming. It's amazing. It's overwhelming. Can't handle it. Think of that. Think of that. Can't handle it. And they're overwhelmed by the commandments of God. See, let me tell you something. The commandments of God are not grievous. That's what it says. The commandments of God is not difficult. See, if you look at the commandments of God, we can't get into it in depth here, is that how it works is that the commandments is in relationship with God, and the commandments is relationship with one another. So if you're in relationship with the Lord, you're not going to be out of relationship with your neighbor. If you're in relationship correctly with God and you're not involved in all that stuff, then you're in relationship with your neighbor. To simplify, you won't go to your neighbor's front porch and become a porch pirate and take the parcel off the porch. Won't do that. Could stay there forever. Never do that because you're in relationship with God. When you get out of relationship with God, and that's what Israel did, then all these commandments become very difficult for that person. And he said, I gotta become a porch pirate and go out and get the package. I've gotta lie, I've gotta cheat, I gotta steal, I gotta run out on my wife. I gotta use God's name in vain. And all these things become overwhelming. They become outrageously difficult. But if you're in relationship with the Lord, with Him, they're not difficult at all. History lesson we need to understand.